The air I am breathing was exhaled in ecstasy by an ancient sun. This earth I am standing on was born of cosmic fire. The blood flowing through my veins is as salty as the primordial ocean. The space permeating my body is infinite as the space all around. Above, below, to all sides within, the elements of the universe are engaged in their ceremony of delight. This is my religion. The attraction between suns is the same as the love pulsating in my heart. From the Radiance Sutras, 112 Gateways to the Yoga of Wonder and Delight by Lauren Roche, PhD.
Just after midnight. The sky was reasonably clear, not enough to see stars, with a refinery faint pinkish orange-red glow off to the east, and the moon just a couple of days or so past full, lighting clouds moving past steadily, each little segment getting its chance to pass through the lamp-lit parlor, then out and on its way with the caravan through the long night. And it was quiet with just intermittent sounds. Guests saying goodbye, a door closing, a car starting, a light going out in a window, a train disappearing, a little rumble somewhere. Only deepening the silence as I stood with my eyes closed outside the back door. It was still, so I opened my eyes. The best thing to look at was the trees. My eyes followed three or four from left to right. I love the intricate, sharp, black web of interlacing quills the leaf-bare branches of a tree make in winter. So clean and clear. My eyes continued to the right, two more, straight up, few branches, austere. Then back some blocks further into the sky, the trunks blocked from my sight by houses. I saw just two wet clumps of two trees, like the flat disc surfaces of two gigantic lollipops seen through a microscope, the whole system of veins visible. Then back to the trees right in front of me. Trees, they stand there so long, in the cold and snow, through rain and heat. Birds land, stay, fly away. Squirrels up and down and off again. They sway and sometimes rage in the wind. But for so much of the time, like now, they stand quietly and wait. So many lives here around me waiting. Trees know how to wait so perfectly. I want to learn to wait through my life, closer and closer to how trees wait. I know I can never know how to wait perfectly because I'm not a tree, but may I learn to wait towards the trees.
out in the center of a ring of redwoods, my body sinking easily into the duff, a soft mattress layered like time herself. Tense flesh melts into russet needles, bone acquiescing to bark, blood migrating to slow-moving water. Bay laurel rattles, keeping time timeless, and trillium lifts her voice in a high, thin stream of sound, dissolving into ether. I listen closely to salamander's low, silver-swept notes, a love letter to death, and the clarifying rush and throttle of raven communion above. Hummingbird pauses on her faithful branch at the edge of the grove, the tiny feathers on her ruby throat shimmering like the scales of a fish, radiant. I do not know how long I am here in this nest of fern and fungus, this web of luster and decay. Pulling matter from my hair, breathing thanks, lips to trunk, I rise and hear the remembrance of salmon singing his song of return.
Pachamama, Madre Tierra, me rindo en tus brazos, inspiro amor y paz, respiro luz y amor, soy quietud. Mother Earth, Pachamama, I surrender in your arms. I breathe in, peace and love. I breathe out, light and love. I am stillness. Madre Tierra, Pachamama, me rindo en tus brazos. Inspiro amor y paz. Expiro luz y amor. Soy quietud.
My heart grows every day with love and appreciation for the earth and all of earth's beauty. The burst of a wren's song, frogs singing, sounds of waves, wind in the trees. Thank you, great earth, for all life. Thank you, great oneness.
E stands for eagle, A stands for air, R stands for robin, T stands for tree, H stands for heron, and that all makes Earth by Ayla Sierra Leonard Stevens.
And it's when we know we can see each other in the darkest night.
The earth is a bluebell growing and blooming again each year. It is a paintbrush, painting each day with color and radiance. It is also a dancer twirling round and round. The earth beats like a drum, beating out the rhythm of life by Chloe Leonard Stevens.